You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Debates over controversial federal wiretapping policy may have come to an end. After 5 months of negotiating, it looks like the House has a deal to overhaul the government's powers. That vote could come today. It would represent the most sweeping changes in 30 years, following on the heels of President Bush's warrantless eavesdropping program after the September 11th attacks. Eric Lischblau, a reporter for The New York Times and the author of the recently published book, Bush's Law, The Remaking of American Justice. He's following the story. He joins us now. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Can you lay out this bill for us?
Sure. The key aspect of this is that it gives immunity to the telephone companies that took part in the warrantless wiretapping program. And those companies, AT&T, Verizon, the others, are now being sued in federal court. They're facing about 40 multi-billion dollar lawsuits, and this would, in effect, give them immunity. There is a fairly cursory review that the federal courts would do, and then by the standards that are laid out in the bill, the lawsuits would be thrown out.
And these suits would have potentially provided a window into how these warrantless policies have been working. Is that completely lost at this point?
That is, and I think that's a really important point, is that those lawsuits were really the only mechanism left for the public, at least, to find out what happened in the warrantless wiretapping program. The suits had been allowed for a while to move through the federal courts. In fact, a judge had rejected the government's claim that these were protected by the state secrets claim, and had discovery proceeded, we would have known a lot more about key questions as to who was wiretapped, how many people, what the procedures were used. Assuming that these lawsuits are now killed, that window is now closed.
Which brings us to another point, which is the proposal, the bill at hand in front of the House right now, is getting criticized on both sides from both Democrats and Republicans. Some Democrats would say that it does not provide enough checks and balances of the policy, ergo what you just explained about these cases potentially getting completely thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be criticized both from the left and the right. There'll be conservatives who will say that, in fact, there are too many checks built into the system and that it in some respects, ties the hands of the government from being able to do the sort of surveillance that the National Security Agency needs to do. But I think despite that criticism, it will almost certainly pass the House when it comes for a vote today, and then it'll pass the Senate next week, and it has the support of leaders in both the Democratic Party and the Republicans, and most importantly, the White House itself.
And what makes this so significant in terms of the changes being made now of this program that's existed in various forms for the last 30 years?
Well, this is really a wholesale reinvention of federal surveillance law that was first created in 1978 and after the abuses of Watergate under something known as the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act. And this, in many ways, redefines the government's power and expands the government's power to use modern-day technology, both overseas in looking at foreign targets and domestically. Overseas, for instance, it allows the government to use broad warrants to look at entire groups of people at once. And domestically, it opens up new avenues that were not available before.
And we're not going to understand fully how this works, and investigators are
federal. The government doesn't want you to. No, a lot of this is classified and will be handled by a secret court, the FISA court, as it's known, and it does none of its business in public.
And the Democrats claim, though, they did get some major concessions, for example, a clause that House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi was insisting on. What is the clause, and how does it work in the context of the policy?
Yeah, that's a clause that really reaffirms that this law is now the exclusive means of the government doing wiretaps in terrorism and espionage investigations. The reason, at least the Democrats see that as important, is that, of course, in the NSA program, the warrantless wiretapping program that's become so controversial, President Bush claimed the authority to work outside the courts, that his ability as commander-in-chief allowed him to conduct wiretaps without court warrants. The measure that Pelosi and other Democrats wanted in says, no, this is the exclusive means. If you want to wiretap Americans, or in some cases other people, you have to go through the courts.
Well, there's certainly going to be some interesting reaction to this story, don't you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah. We've been waiting for it and really following this for months and months, really 2.5 years since we at the New York Times first broke the story about the papers, about the wiretapping programs. So this has been a long time coming.
Eric Lischblau, New York Times reporter, thank you, and author of the newly released book, Bush's Law, The Remaking of American Justice.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.